In other suttas, the Buddha speaks of the observance and the non-observance of the 10 precepts, usually in their negative form only, in terms of the hither and the further shore, dhamma and not dhamma, the bright and the dark way, and so on, thus making it clear that the 10 precepts represent a pattern of ethical behavior that can be looked at in a number of different ways, from a number of different points of view. In several suttas, moreover, the Buddha speaks in terms of one's possessing or not possessing 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 meritorious or demeritorious qualities. The 10 qualities are equivalent to one's observing or not observing the 10 precepts. The 20 qualities to one's not only observing or not observing them oneself, but also encouraging or not encouraging another to observe them too. Similarly, the 30 qualities consist in one's observing the 10 precepts oneself, encouraging another to do likewise, and giving one's approval thereto, as well as the opposites of these, while the 40 qualities are the 30 qualities plus speaking in praise or not speaking in praise of the 10 precepts. So just observing them isn't enough. Here, the self-regarding and other-regarding aspects of the ethical and spiritual life are given equal prominence. The canonical sources of the 10 precepts are also to be found in the Sanskrit recension of the Tripitaka, including the Mahayana Sutras. Since the fact that the 10 precepts were actually taught by the Buddha, and are indeed to be found in the Buddhist scriptures, has already been sufficiently established, I shall deal with the Sanskrit canonical sources of the 10 precepts even more summarily than with their Pali counterparts. The Sanskrit recension of the Tripitaka does not, of course, survive complete in the original language. Of the portions that do survive, one of the most interesting and important is the Mahavastu, a work which purports to belong to the Vinaya Pitaka of the Lokuttaravadins, a sub-school of the Mahasanghikas, though it does not deal with Vinaya or monastic discipline in the ordinary sense at all. The Mahavastu is in fact a highly devotional legendary biography of the Buddha, interspersed with numerous Jatakas or birth stories. It is in one of the Jatakas that the reference to the 10 precepts occurs. The Jataka in question is the Kinari Jataka, a charming tale of love, adventure, and magic that recalls the Arthurian romances and the stories of the Arabian Nights entertainment, rather than the sort of material normally found in the Buddhist scriptures, especially the Vinaya Pitaka. There is no time even to summarize the Kinari Jataka, but at one point Prince Sudhanu, who is the hero of the tale and therefore the Buddha himself in a previous existence, attends the great Brahminical sacrifice which King Suchandrima is about to perform with every kind of animal, quote, including Manohara, the Kinari or elf maiden, the heroine of the tale, who has just been captured. When Prince Sudhanu asks the king why so many living beings, including the unfortunate Kinari, are enclosed in the sacrificial enclosure, and what profit there is in the sacrifice, the king replies that the living beings who will be slain in the sacrifice will go to heaven, while he himself will be reborn in heaven a number of times, equal to the number of beings he will slay in the sacrifice. The prince is deeply shocked and tells the king that this is a wrong view, since the highest rule of dharma, paramang dharmang, is not to cause harm, ahimsa. To take life is not dharma, he declares. To abstain from taking life is dharma. Similarly, to steal is not dharma. Not to steal is dharma. In this way, Sudhanu enumerates or rather, in this way, Sudano enunciates the 10 precepts. Indeed, he does more than that. Between the third and fourth precepts, he inserts an extra precept relating to the drinking of intoxicating liquor and spirits. It is interesting, though, that after enunciating the precepts, he concludes by saying that the path of the 10 right actions is dharma. Those who follow the path of the 10 wrong actions, he tells the king, are reborn in hell. Those who follow the path of the 10 right actions are reborn in heaven. In the present instance, the path taken by the king is not the path to heaven. It is the path that leads to hell. So impressed is King Suchondrima by this exposition of the Dharma that he releases all the living things he had brought together for the sacrifice, including the Kinari. Whereupon Sudhanu and Manohara, who have of course fallen in love, leave for the prince's own city, but this is only the beginning of the tale.